And good afternoon, and welcome to an interview segment here on Democratic Talk Radio. My name is Al Lawrence, and my guest for this segment is Mark Walsh from the Democratic National Committee in Washington, D.C., formerly with Vertical Net, now the Chief Technical Advisor for the DNC. Hello, Mark.
Great to be here. Thanks for having me. Hello.
How are you doing today?
I'm having a great day. It's gorgeous where I am.
Well, what we're going to talk about, among many, many other things, hopefully for a few minutes here this afternoon, is how technology has is affecting the political process, how new technologies are affecting the political process, whether it's voting, the way we do business transactions, and so forth. Why don't you get us started, Mark?
Well, I like to look at the political process as having sort of three buckets. And the first bucket is us as citizens, i.e. those who go on that Tuesday and pull that lever. The second bucket are the candidates who are vying for the seats as our elected representatives and appropriately those who already won, so the ins and the outs, so to speak. And the last bucket is sort of the business, the process, the parties, the PACs, the fundraising efforts, the communications tactics and pathways and all that. So it's sort of voter product slash candidate. And then the surrounding business. And I think that what's fascinating is that the Internet, I mean, I've been in the interactive services and Internet and technology industry now for almost 17 years, but I think the interactive experience for those who are on America Online or Earthlink or who access the web is on a casual consumer basis, or the interactive experience from a business perspective, how people use the Internet to purchase supplies if they're at a company, that whole idea of using that this platform called the net as a way to communicate with each other, even something as simple as email to our Aunt Susie back in Omaha, that this change in our daily lives as American citizens is beginning to nibble pretty strongly at the edges of our role as voters, and certainly nibble at the edges of the role of our elected representatives as representatives of our opinions in Washington D.C. or the state capitol.
I think that's an important point, Mark, and how it has really helped as far as the responsibility factor that the average voter might feel towards our country and towards the policies that are before us, and perhaps technologies like the Internet have really helped bring that along.
Well, I think no voter can insist that they were unaware of a candidate's stance going forward.
Mm-hmm.
It's becoming easier and easier. There's elements of the digital divide, the often discussed lack of access for some folks demographically to device, you know, PCs and the Internet and stuff. But I think that's less of an issue than it has been in the past. But I don't think any voter that's motivated can't sit down in front of a PC with Internet access at some point and research a candidate they care about, or research a candidate that they wish did not win to learn more about what affects them.
Right, exactly, why they have these opinions about that particular candidate,
yeah,
and why they wouldn't vote for him. You know, well, like you say, Mark, you know, you sound like you were maybe in some of the ground floor of the Internet revolution back in the 80s. You said 17 years.
Yeah.
And, well, I've just now recently, since I've become really active within the Democratic Party and doing all I can for it, I've just come online about 2.5 years ago. And fortunately, technology has really been beneficial to a person like me, just kind of coming into it so late in the game, that the technical advances have really made it easy for me to kind of catch up and hit the ground running.
Well, I'm glad to hear you say that, because I think there are more and more youths out there who are perhaps years ago may have said, it's too expensive, not for me, too hard. My joke is that it's a lot of what was going on in the past was like every button on your VCR except play and rewind. That I mean by that, no one ever learned all this stuff on their VCR.
Right.
And a lot of folks didn't want to learn the Internet thing until it became easy. But access is becoming easier and easier and becoming more and more a part of our fabric of our lives. So anybody who's serious about politics, or frankly even serious about a candidate, or to be perfectly blunt, many of those that aren't, the one half of America that tends not to vote, we'd like to think here at the Democratic Party that the Internet is a natural and bluntly an inexpensive way to reach out and try and get them engaged in the process.
I totally agree, and I think it is just a wonderful tool, and especially with the availability of information and how you can select the information that you're interested in. I think that is just a fundamental key to it.
Well, customization of what's on the screen in front of you is one of the hallmarks of successful Internet brands, be it AOL or Yahoo or even a business-to-business experience if you use Dow Jones News Retrieval or LexisNexis searches or whatever. So the customization element of the Internet experience is becoming so rich and robust that what I like to suggest to people is that relatively quickly, this is kind of Mark Walsh's prediction here, that in a relatively short period of time, that general 30-second television spot that we all see in political campaigns with a lot of very, you know, very vanilla themes, the guy in shirt sleeves or the woman, you know, reaching out to the crowd, which are fine, but not that informative in many cases, that those will start to fade away, and we'll look for very, very distinct and robust messages from the candidate himself or herself.
I think that that's really important, and the Internet, like you just said, can really have a vital role in that because, you know, we become accustomed, Mark, to these, like you say, short little sound bites to where we get their message in a one-minute or 30-second commercial, or even on the news, they're in, 30-second or one-minute or even 3- and 5-minute segments to where... And to where everything is just shortened and canned so much that we don't get the details of what their characters are or what the kind of things that they are really planning on doing for their constituents.
Well, 3 to 5 minutes, as you know, is virtually a sitcom length these days.
On news.
And don't get me started. I used to be a TV anchorman way, way back for a CBS affiliate in West Virginia. And back then, I think we had the luxury back then. News was a money loser for the station. I mean, it was a part of the broadcast day that wasn't expected to be a money earner.
Mm-hmm.
So we had the luxury of trying to deliver a good product. And I mean no disrespect to my colleagues who are still on the air, but now it's entertainment. It's a profit center.
It's a bottom line. That's right.
Yeah, and I think you have to make it, obviously, news shows are becoming more and more entertaining. And I'm not suggesting that politics isn't entertaining. I'm in it because I find it staggeringly entertaining. It sounds like you certainly share the same passion with what you're doing. But to me, and this once it may sound disrespectful, but pardon me, a lot of voters I've gotten used to and are almost addicted to complex issues being wrapped up in small few, in a few number of sentences. And that, I think, is really disrespectful to the issue. And what I like about the Internet is that with a customized approach, the news delivery or how we as the party can send out messages on a given topic, that you can customize it so that you really inform a person who cares about a certain topic by what they say about it that they care, be it abortion or gun control or NASA exploration budgets or whatever. If somebody says, this is what I care about it, and tells you in an online survey, then you send back to them something that may take them 5 or 10 minutes to read, but they're happy to read because they raised their hand and said, I care specifically about that.
Right. I think that is just, it's very, very important. And, you know, it's fundamental to the Democratic message, too, don't you think, Mr. Walsh?
Well,
or even to the Republican message as well, because the Republicans have had great success here in the last years or so because of it's such a corporate-led business that they've been able to put their message out because it's more of a corporate one than the Democratic message is.
Well, I wouldn't disagree with that, but I would also tell you that one of the reasons that I decided to join the Democratic Party and Terry McAuliffe in his efforts as its first chief technology advisor is that I saw that the Republicans using the Internet in very aggressive and innovative ways, and I was jealous. But to the beginning of your comment, I do think in a nonpartisan way that the political process and how we're engaging ourselves and our co-citizens is showing its age and showing some flaws. And I don't know, you know, what your exposure is to the younger voter, but I think pretty much the 18 to 25-year-old sector of the voting populace is just each cycle you're seeing them more and more turned off by the process. And I think that they are clearly, if you look at media trends, someone 18 to 25 is in a higher bandwidth connectivity environment, usually on the college campus where it's high bandwidth. And A, B, mm-hmm. they watch TV less for information, they go to the net for information.
Right.
So we can never re-engage them as active voting citizens, be we Republicans or Democrats.
Based upon those same
yeah,
tools.
Yeah, I mean, it's not going to happen unless
right.
we reach out to them.
You're absolutely right. That's an excellent point, Mark. And of course, the Internet and computers are the wave of the future, and it's high time, and I'm glad to see that the DNC and the Democratic Party are really getting behind this.
I think the future has finally arrived.
All right. We've been talking to Mark Walsh at the DNC. He's the chief technical advisor at the Democratic National Committee in Washington. Mark, a couple of closing comments before we go?
Well, I'd like to actually echo something you said. You earlier in this chat talked about kind of getting online a couple of years ago, and I know this may sound, I hope it doesn't sound patronizing.
Not at all.
But any folks who are listening today who don't use the Internet or don't log on a kind of a regular basis in a given week just because they don't find much value into it, I would just ask them to keep giving it a chance. You know, every few months, keep trying it because it is, as a product, it is getting better. As a useful tool, it is getting more rich. And as a way to express your opinion to your elected representatives, it is getting more and more efficient. So give it a second chance or a third chance if you don't believe in it, because I would suggest that here at the party and at the candidate level, be it the 02 election or certainly by the 04 election, the Internet's going to be a major, major tool for all candidates.
I totally agree with you, Mark, and I would not have said that 2 years ago, but now that I'm online every single day now, and I totally, totally agree, and I can't imagine life without it, frankly.
Right.
Mark, appreciate it. It was sure good talking to you.
Thanks for having me.
All right, thank you.